Welcome back to Here and Now. That's Hank Williams Jr. sitting in with his dad's old band, and it comes from a gold mine of country music discovered in an old barn in Pennsylvania. Reel-to-reel recordings of high school dances and county fairs in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, most of them in the late 60s and 70s, but also as far back as the 40s. Jay Franzi is an audio engineer who splits his time between Nashville and Massachusetts, and he's carefully transferring these old tapes to digital files. The recordings will eventually hit the auction block and maybe the Country Music Hall of Fame. Jay Franzi joins us in the studio with more of their marvelous story. Welcome.
Thank you.
And this is such a, the story is a country song. As I understand it, there were rumors about the existence of these tapes.
Yeah, the rumors went on for years. From what I was told, the producer, Richard Pittman, told me the story about these tapes being lost in this barn.
Well, and how did he find out? He has a flat tire and...
He actually had a flat tire on the highway driving through Pennsylvania, and the person who changed his tire eventually became a friend of his. And about a year or two later, they were talking one day about these mystery tapes, and the guy who changed his tire actually knew of the tapes.
So Richard Pittman, the producer who subsequently hired you, he says, go get those tapes. How many tapes were there?
I'm going to guess about 1,000.
Wow, I heard 2 pickup trucks.
Yes, 2 pickup trucks full of tapes.
And the owner, the new owner of this old barn thought, you know, take away those old dusty tapes. What were they? What are they?
They're just old reel-to-reel tapes, quarter-inch tapes.
Who recorded them?
Ken Alexander. He was a live sound engineer, and while he was doing these live shows, he actually recorded them down to quarter-inch tape.
He ran a sound company in Dry Run, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Gotta love the name of that town. I mean, it's all a song. It's a country song. The whole story is a song. Well, let's listen to another one of the jewels that you've uncovered. This is John Hartford's Good Old Electric Washing Machine. It was recorded in Culpeper, Virginia in 1972.
Well, I sure do miss that good old electric washing machine. Oh, one that we ain't got round here no more. And I sure do miss that big round tub and them stomping, swinging sounds. And I miss them groovy puddles on the floor.
Now, Jay Franzi, what was it like the first time? Actually, you've got some of these reel-to-reels here. Can you pass them over to me? Because
sure.
These are, and I don't know if I should even touch them. We can picture the box, Scotch magnetic tape. It's like from the Paleozoic era. It's like something that belongs in a museum. And here's a little typed-out label on it. Tammy Wynette, Carl Smith, and Doc Williams. And here's the tape inside. Now, this tape looks like it's in good shape. Imagining a lot of the tape wasn't.
Most of it was in pretty good condition, actually.
Oh, really?
You can only imagine it being in a barn for 40 years through the summer, the winter, the summer, the winter, and still being able to be played to this day.
It smells. It's got that musty.
It smells like tape.
Well, if anyone still has their old reel-to-reel tapes, you know, they it's old, you know. What was it like the first time you queued, went up and played it?
Well, we didn't even know if it would play.
Yeah.
We put it on. Some of them were stuck together. Some of them were a little tight. But after a little bit of maneuvering, we actually got them to play, and it sounded beautiful. It sounded great.
Let's listen to another sample. This is Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire, Gettysburg, PA, 1972.
Yeah! Check my nerves and you rattle my brain. Give my love and drive the stud and sing. Broke my wheel. What a thrill. Good and grief. Great balls of fire. I'm landing love on the phone with fun. Come along. Woo, my honey. Change my mind. Love is fine. Good and grief. Great balls of fire. Hey, baby. Woo. Feels good.
This is fantastic. I mean, this is so much better than the studio recording. I mean, is that part of the joy of this? These are live performances.
This one was great because this one is different than the rest of them, where he seems to be a little less caring of his performance and his attitude.
Well, let's face it. He's a little more what?
He's a little more drunk.
Yeah. Doesn't he? I mean, he says that, right?
He does say it somewhere in the tape, yes. He tries to hide it, but eventually he lets it go.
What does he say?
He's talking about someone bringing him orange juice on stage, and he's swearing, oh, no, this is juice, it's juice. And then finally he says, okay, fine, I'm drinking.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, tell us about other little insights you get. Because these are live performances, what are some of the other surprises?
They are things I didn't realize. The first tape we transferred was Roy Acuff. And what I didn't realize is just how much talking they did between songs and stories they told and jokes. It was more of a skit than it was actually a concert.
Yeah. You stumble upon a moment where Crystal Gayle sits in on her older sister Loretta Lynn's show.
Yeah, the night before she records her very first album.
It's Crystal Gayle and so many others. Little Jimmy Dickens has, as you said, conversations with the audience. Let's listen to a little bit of Little Jimmy Dickens. This is Life Turned Her That Way from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, a concert in 1966.
I have a ballad that I'm sort of partial to. We hope you will enjoy our efforts to do it for you at this time, a song that's called Life Turned Her That Way. If she seems cold and bitter, just stop and consider all she's gone through.
It's a darn good thing, Jay, that you are a country fan.
Well, living the past 10 years in Nashville, you kind of become one.
Yeah. What do you think of this? Ken Alexander, who started all of this?
It's just unbelievable. I have some old pictures. I have some old documentation.
Oh, let me see. I mean, here's a guy who thought enough of these artists to record them. Oh, there's his little soundboard. Oh my gosh, look at that.
If you think that's funny, here's his rate sheet.
It's a little tiny soundboard with maybe 10 knobs and about 10 faders. It's just a small little thing like you might use at a high school play. Oh, and here's a typewritten Ken Alexander Studio, Records and Sound Systems in Dry Run, Pennsylvania.
But take a look at the prices.
Oh, my gosh. For a speaker with a multi-cell horn and bi-amp, he charged $1.75. Batteries, cables, wires, connectors, ladders, an extra dollar. And for his work as the sound engineer, $6. He came cheap, but what he left behind, you know, is worth a lot.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Jay Franzi, audio engineer from Wakefield, Massachusetts, but has worked quite a bit in Nashville and is now working very hard to restore these rare recordings of some of the greats of country music. Jay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Miss Dolly Parton, how about it?
Thank you.
We're holding on, but nothing will lift the world.
By the way, that's Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner, recorded in Altoona, Pennsylvania in 1969. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
We squeeze the life from every dream, but still go right on bluffing with really nothing left to hold on to.
Oh, my dear.
Funding for Here and Now comes from The MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.